Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You wrote in a recent newsletter, caught my attention, about the importance of balancing servanthood and boundaries. And if I remember the title, it was something like, just stop being a servant. But talk about that newsletter, and I'd even love to know what the response has been to it.
You know, the response has been very interesting. It's been confusing for some people because I think for so many Christians, they're taught servanthood. That's God's ideal. And of course, it's God's ideal for leadership, for ministry, but for relationships, if you're the only one who's the servant, how's that going to feel after 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, when you're the only one giving in the relationship? And so then it turns into long-term ministry. It doesn't really feel like a healthy mutual relationship. Because what happens is when we're the servant all the time, what we're doing is we're over-functioning in the relationship and enabling someone else to stay immature, selfish, and under-functioning. It'd be just like a mother and child. If you over-function for your child, being the servant for your child, I mean, you need to be the servant while it's a baby. But while the child begins to mature, if you keep functioning for the child where the child should be functioning for itself, if you're feeding it and carrying it and doing its homework, you're actually crippling that child. You're not allowing it to grow, and it's not growing as it should, and the same in any other kind of relationship.
So in that article, you made the distinction between ministry and relationship, and I want you to just say a little bit more about reciprocation, because when you think about a servant mindset in ministry, I think that's a beautiful thing, because sometimes when people serve in ministry, they're offended when they don't get the thank you. And it's nice to get a thank you, but that's not why we do it. But I think if you show up with a heart that I'm doing this for the Lord, then however people respond is how they respond. But it really does have to be different in the context of relationships. So make that distinction as to why that is.
Well, let me just talk about two things that have to do with this whole idea of servanthood. And one is mutuality, and the second is reciprocity. You mentioned that. Those are two essential ingredients in any healthy relationship. So if you don't have, for example, mutual caring, mutual honesty, mutual respect, mutual responsibility, and mutual repentance in a relationship, then it gets very lopsided, right? Where you're the only one who's being honest, you're the only one who's saying you're sorry, you're the only one who's taking responsibility. You could be doing that as a servant, but it's not a healthy relationship. And then in reciprocity, there needs to be, especially depending on the kind of relationship, there needs to be shared power and shared responsibility. There's a give and take where the relationship is good for both. And there's not a double standard where one person gets all the goodies in the relationship while the other person sacrificially does most of the work. And I think there's a really interesting verse in 2 Corinthians where Paul validates the importance of reciprocity even in servanthood, even in sacrificial servanthood.
That's true.
Where he gives guidelines on how to give our resources. And he says this, to give them sacrificially but not foolishly. He says this, "For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness." And so Paul's talking about giving, but he's saying there needs to be a reciprocity and a mutuality even in giving.
Boy, that's excellent. And you talk about the freedom aspect in relationship, too. Talk about what that looks like.
So we're looking for if there's anybody who's single here, or you're looking for a new partner, a first-time partner, or you're just looking for a good girlfriend. Mutuality, reciprocity, and freedom. And so often I find so many women do not feel free in their relationships. I'm not saying free to do whatever you want, but free to say no. Free to say, I'm not comfortable with that. Free to disagree. Free to speak your own mind. God has made you, you, and he's not expecting unity to mean that we all think the same and all want the same things. But if we're in a relationship with someone, depending on how close it is, and we don't have the freedom to be ourselves and to speak our own mind, that relationship is not healthy.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.